USDA officials have been on the road around the country meeting with agricultural stakeholders this year to talk about the importance of trade promotion authority for the president in expanding international markets for U.S. products. USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services, Alexis Taylor, was in California a few weeks ago and this week in Florida. She's also visited with producers in Oregon, Washington, and Pennsylvania.
I think I do see a geographical difference on the issues that they're facing in various markets, whether it be tariff issues or sanitary issues and phytosanitary issues or non-trade barriers, depending on the products that they're growing. But I think consistently I'm hearing very strong support for the president to get trade promotion authority, and then in a little bit longer term, really passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement, which is with 11 other countries, predominantly in the Southeast Asian region.
Taylor says while producers are supportive of TPP in particular, they do have some concerns.
One of the concerns that I hear is just to ensure that it's a truly comprehensive trade agreement. There's a concern that agriculture may be left behind, but one of our priorities is that this is a comprehensive agreement. It doesn't just cover a section of agriculture. It'll cover all of agriculture. There's some huge potential here in this region, I think, for our producers in Florida and the rest of the country. When you look at the growing middle class in Asia specifically, by 2030, 66% of the world's middle-class population will be there. And what are some of the first things that they want to do when people start making more money? They want to buy better food, and that's specifically meat products, dairy products, and fruits and vegetables.
There is a sense of urgency to get Congress to approve TPA so the TPP can be concluded by the end of this year, since next year is a presidential election year. So Taylor encourages farmers who support it to tell their story.
You know, agriculture has a great story to tell when it comes to exports. Last year, we had we exported $150 billion worth of agricultural products. $4.4 billion of that came from Florida. We have a surplus in agricultural trade, which is one of the few industries that we do. And so tell that story. Make sure people know how much agricultural exports are benefiting you directly and in turn those rural communities.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.